A visit by Santa wasn't enough to inspire the Niagara Predators to a top-tier effort against the Bradford Bulls Friday in their last game before a two-week holiday break. Dressed as St. Nick, head coach Kevin Taylor arrived at the Meridian Credit Union Arena with a bag of gifts for his team. He had a great time distributing personalized gag gifts to each of his players in the locker room. But the Preds came out flat right from the opening faceoff and gave up a 7-1 decision to the Greater Metro Junior A Hockey League South Division second-place team. The Bulls scored 3 goals in each of the first and second periods, capitalizing on a lack of backchecking by the Predators, a number of power play opportunities, and an overall lackluster Niagara performance. The Preds didn't even get a shot on Bulls goalie John Delaney until 5 minutes into the first period. "I expected a lot more tonight," Taylor said after the game. "Maybe they were already on vacation. It just seemed that they didn't want to be here. They were checked out. It was frustrating, after having a bit of fun before the game. I thought it was the thing to do, so this is tough." Niagara's lone goal, by forward Declan Fogarty, came in the dying seconds of the game. In fact, as per league rules, once the Bulls had built a 6-goal lead, there were no stoppages of the clock during the third period, meaning Fogarty's goal was the last action of the game. The team's performance was especially irksome to Taylor for 2 main reasons. First, Friday's game followed a strong performance by the Preds, a 4-3 overtime loss, against the very same Bulls team in Bradford Wednesday. That night the Predators spotted the Bulls the first goal of the game. But defenseman Guy Manko tied it up in the waning seconds of the first period, with assists by Josh Frenna and Nicholas Nicoletti. Georgi Kolmovsky scored twice in the second, his 5th and 6th goals of the season, to put the Preds up 3-1, while Niagara goalie Kyle Magri knocked away all 19 Bradford shots to keep his team in the lead. But Magri continued to face a barrage of attempts by Bradford in the third, and Michael Salvaggio and Linus Kalinvik found the back of the net to force the overtime. Kalinvik's typing goal came with just 45 seconds left in regulation. He also netted the winner in the extra period. The Predators were outshot in both games, 55-20 on Wednesday and 42-15 on Friday. "I was really hoping for a strong game tonight," Taylor said. "Especially after getting a point on them last game. I know we got outshot in that game, but we played really well. We clogged up the middle and all their shots were from the outside. And then they come out like this tonight." The other reason for his disappointment was that for the first time in a many games Taylor had a nearly full squad at his disposal Friday, with only forward Nolan Weyers out with an injury. "With the lineup we had tonight, it should have been a lot better," Taylor lamented. "We had expectations because of what happened last game, and with this lineup we expected to be able to do good things. It makes no sense. There's 2 weeks now to dwell on this," Taylor added, "and I'm someone who will dwell on this for a while. I was really looking forward to going into the Christmas break on a high note. All I expected tonight was an effort, that's all I wanted, really, for the guys to work hard. That's what makes it so disappointing." Both he and team owner and president Robert Turnbull hinted that some changes may be needed before the sixth-place team with a 1-0-1-5-3 record begins the second half of its season January 5 at home against Tottenham. "I'm going to coach differently in the new year," says Taylor. "I think there's been enough of me giving everybody a fair amount of ice time. I might now even dress the 4 lines. Maybe it's time to cut back. There are certain guys who really want to be here, and others who are just going through the motions." That January 5 home game is followed by road games in North York, Toronto and Durham over the following 3 days. After those games, on Jan. 9, the league will hold its All-Star Games in West Nipissing. Despite their record, the Predators will be represented well that day. Goalie Zane Clausen and captain Logan Bailey will represent the Predators, while Isaac Locker and Aiden Jones will play in the U18 All-Star Game, where they will have a familiar face on their bench, as Taylor will serve as an assistant coach for the game.